Okay.
Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Denise Coder and she's the site manager for Cass County Home Care. Good morning to you, Denise.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, it's that time of year. You know, lots of things happen in the fall, and one of them is it's time to get a flu shot, and you have lots of places to have that happen.
Well, we try to make it as convenient as we can. One of the reasons I think people don't always access one in a timely fashion is that it's that convenience factor. Where can I get one in the easiest way possible? They don't like to stand in a line. They like to get in, get out quick, that kind of thing.
And a flu shot doesn't take very long, let me tell you. But before we go on to those times and places and so on, I do want to just take a minute because, you know, we've been getting flu shots for a long time, so it would seem like everybody would know that that doesn't necessarily cover the 24-hour flu. We're talking about influenza. That's different.
We're talking about respiratory influenza. So a lot of times people use the word flu to mean a lot of different things. Some people mean it to use, indeed, respiratory influenza, but some people use it to mean the gastrointestinal symptomatic kind of thing that you get when you just don't feel well. You might be vomiting, you may have diarrhea, and that term can be used for that. It's just that that's not what the flu shot covers. The flu shot covers the respiratory influenza, and big difference in symptoms, obviously. And usually anything related with your stomach doesn't last quite as long. The respiratory influenza is a pretty serious illness that can really take a long time to recover from.
So for those folks who say, I never get the flu, so I don't get a flu shot, maybe not good reasoning.
That's right. And also those people who, when they get the flu shot, believe that they would never get sick again in any way, shape, or form, covers respiratory influenza, which we definitely want the protection from.
Because it is very serious, of course. Now, let's talk about all those times, because we're starting out here on Thursday. Times, places, dates, those things, and get it on people's schedules.
Yes, if you live in the Atlantic area and you want to come to Atlantic, your first opportunity here coming up soon would be this Thursday the 4th at Rex Pharmacy from 3 to 5 p.m. Would be an evening that some of the stores may be open downtown. So if you want to come and get your flu shot and shop a bit, I'm sure that would be well welcomed by some of our businesses downtown too. And then on Saturday, October 6th, we'll have another clinic here in Atlantic at our office, Cass County Home Care, which is at 1500 East 10th Street. That'll be in the morning on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Okay. Who should get a flu shot?
Let's go back for a minute.
Yeah,
we'll talk about the outline.
Okay. Yeah, I spaced off a minute there, Denise. I didn't think you'd mention those, but I thought, well, where was I? Because that is the great thing, Denise. You cover Atlantic, but hey, there are a lot of people who live in Cass County who don't always want to come to Atlantic or can't because of their job or some other reason.
Yeah, we talked about accessibility. And so just we try to go to some of the outlying communities to increase that opportunity for people who live in the other communities. It isn't that you cannot come to Atlantic. If you happen to be around, happy to have you here too. But on Friday the 5th, we'll be at the Griswold Medical Clinic in the morning from 8 to 11:30. And then at the Messina Medical Clinic on Friday from 12:30 to 3:30. So if you live in Griswold or Messina, Friday's your date. And in Anita, we'll be there on Thursday the 11th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Okay, so all of these are happening starting on Thursday within a week. So get it on your calendar.
Yeah, we're really trying to get a quick push this year. The weather's nice. Sometimes we try to find all the kinds of excuses that we can not to have to get that vaccination, but take advantage of the nice weather and the ability to get out and get it taken care of early. We know now from research that the vaccinations really last a lot longer than we thought they used to. I know we used to kind of try to postpone until November or December to get that protection for when the flu, you know, could most likely hit in our area. But first of all, we never know when that's going to happen. It has happened as early as in the case of H1N1 now, or as late as in the case of last year. Our first case was well after January 1st, which is, you know, pretty unusual. Actually, I think it was close to March. So you never know when it's going to hit. We know the vaccination lasts quite a while. It's great to just go ahead and get it done. I want to go back just briefly and mention that location in Anita is at the Health and Wellness Center, not at the Anita Medical Clinic.
Yeah. Good point. And one of the reasons I was going to ask about age, when people should get that, is that another way some children can get it is through school. So let's talk about the school situation, and then we'll come back and cover all the ages.
Mm-hmm. You bet. We do, again, to increase accessibility and convenience, we do vaccinations at all of the school buildings in Cass County. So preschool through 12th grade will be in all of the buildings. Parents should have either seen forms, consent forms, come home from school, or will be seeing them very shortly. If you haven't, please contact your school. I know how that happens with children, especially when it's a vaccination. They may get wise and not hand it over. But those will be coming up here during the month of October. Again, we go into every building. And in the elementary grades through grade 5, we usually offer just the mist. Many children don't like shots, and it's really not good to be, you know, doing that in the environment of the school. And the kids really do accept the mist very well. Anymore, there's very few people who cannot receive mist. And so it's very safe for most children. And so we do that in the elementary school. When they get to middle school and high school, we offer them the option of either the mist or the vaccination. They're a little older, they can make that choice and with the parent. And so we'll do either one in for those age children.
One of the things that when the parent sees this form, when they ask for the form, whatever, there are some questions. They need to be complete.
Yes, we will not give a vaccination if that form is not complete, including the signature, the consent from the parent to administer the vaccination. It's for your convenience just to make sure that it's very complete, because if it's not, we'll be calling you, or you'll need to come in and, you know, sign or fill out something else, and we really don't want to have you do that. It's, again, we're trying to make this opportunity as convenient as we can. So just make sure that you completely fill out that form, and if you have any questions, give us a call.
All right. Now, let's go back to that age. We talked about the school children. What is the earliest age?
Influenza vaccinations are recommended for everyone 6 months and older. So obviously, the people most at risk probably are the infants who cannot get immunized or vaccinated with influenza. And so it's really, really important for anyone that would have contact with an infant to make sure that they are vaccinated, to provide that protection to the infant. And so it's everybody 6 months and older. We recommend, or the CDC, actually, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, recommend that everyone gets a vaccination 6 months and older.
We're visiting with Denise Coder about the influenza vaccinations that are starting up, the availability starting on this Thursday. And Denise, when we talk about how important it is for everyone to get this, it's not only for ourselves, it is protecting other people, especially those young babies, or maybe there's somebody else who just didn't get their flu shot. It is protecting lots of people.
Yeah, immunizations are really intended to do that. They provide that personal protection, and they range in efficacy or the amount of effectiveness that we get. Some, you know, in the high 90s as far as protection, and some are a little less, but every person that gets that immunity is one more that wouldn't have it had they not had a vaccination. In Cass County, our residents are really pretty good about getting their vaccinations, and I really want to commend residents. Over 60% of people in Cass County get a flu shot. And that's absolutely phenomenal, really, when you compare us to other counties in Iowa. Some counties are in the teens for certain populations, and that's, of course, very low. And so I'd just love to see, you know, our residents continue that fashion, continue to be that role model, if you would say, for the other counties, and access their vaccinations in a timely manner. Again, we don't know when the flu season will hit. The vaccine lasts longer than we ever thought it did before, and that's good. So don't be afraid to come out and get it early.
It even fits into this healthiest state thing that we're trying to accomplish. Just one more thing that we can do to help keep everybody in the state healthy, which also reduces our costs. Three C's. Denise Coder, talk about three C's.
Yeah, you know, whenever we're ill, we need to practice good habits to make sure that we don't spread whatever we have. And sometimes that's a little more obvious than others, especially with something respiratory. Generally, a lot of times we'll have a cough, or we'll have sniffles, or, you know, runny nose, whatever. And so one of the one of the things we really need you to practice if you have those kinds of symptoms would be to make sure you cover when you cough. Coughing in your arm is really a good practice, not necessarily in your hands, because then your hands touch everything else. So cough in your arm or your sleeve. Washing your hands frequently. If you don't have access to soap and water, you can use the antibacterial, you know, the hand rinse or the alcohol-based mm-hmm. things that are out there. Those are okay, too, as long as your hands aren't visibly dirty. And then, of course, if you do get sick, we want you to stay home. And I know that's hard. It's hard at all ages. Kids want to, a lot of times they want to get back in school or they want to be out and about before they should be. If you're symptomatic, if you have a fever, if you're coughing, if you're whatever, we ask that you stay home and contain your germs and not spread that around to other people. We talked about those very vulnerable populations that could be out and about, you know, those infants, and they're at risk if you're out and about and you're ill.
Okay, so if you have any questions, be sure to call Denise, and you can do that at 243-7475, or look up home care in the phone book. That's 8006, and they'll get you to Denise also. Thank you very much, Denise Coder, for reminding us about how important this is. And until next time, here's a thought. People who look for an easy way out seem to have trouble finding an exit.